Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to She Podcast, episode 294. I can't believe it. I know you can't believe it. I just realized, because I was going back in our show notes, we're almost done. We have a new Notion database for every year's worth of show notes, and I was looking. We started this year at 253. Now we're on 294, so we will have done 40 episodes. That's all? Seems like there should be more episodes. Anyway, I'm Jessica Kupferman. If this is your first time listening, sorry for the wait. And this is She Podcast with my beautiful co-host, Elsie Escobar, and my jolly old Saint Nick double, John Domingo.
Yeah, it's got a lot of Jess today. Jess, 9 o'clock this morning, we were on the phone.
Wow, y'all.
Wait a minute. You act like you've been tortured. I've introduced you to a world of possibilities.
And yes, you have.
You have to do it like this when you say it.
World of possibilities.
That's right. I mean, this is a cool platform, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we were testing earlier. I was actually in the She Podcast group, the one without men allowed. I was actually in there.
He felt like he was like virtually had the Ghostbuster symbol over top of his head. Like he shouldn't be in there.
I felt like I was in enemy territory, to be quite honest with you.
You were.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't make no mistake. You should go with that feeling.
Right. And then also Isaac, we could hear Isaac because Isaac was doing a Zoom meeting and I've never heard a kid so loud in my entire life.
Really? He was so loud.
Well, because, you know, in order to control 12 kindergartners, I'm assuming that she's like muting and unmuting so that one kid can speak at a time. I think she only has them all unmuted like at the beginning and like during lunch or snack time and then, you know, and then maybe they're at the end. But when he's muted, I think he thinks she just can't hear him because he's an only child, right? So he's like an only child. So like he's never been ignored for long periods of time, especially because he's so in your face. So like, he'll go, Mrs. Hossard, Mrs. Hossard, Mrs. Hossard.
Wow.
And John and I are both like.
At first, I couldn't hear him.
I think I'm going to have to cancel every meeting this week because I don't know when he's going to. And then right at that moment, I think Scott texted me and he was just like, how is this woman not deaf, like permanently deaf from because he can't be the only one doing that. I mean, maybe he is, but the virtual learning is a lot. I didn't know that it was going to be because he's here. And, you know, at first, every 5 seconds, it was like. Like, for example, you know, there's when someone wants you to unmute on the Zoom, he would just look at it for a minute and then he would come and be like, Mommy, there's a box. I don't like it. I want to stop doing school now. And I just walk in and it goes, your teacher would like, you know, or whoever would like you to unmute yourself. So I was like, just push the blue box. And then I'd come back in and he'd go, Mommy, my headphones aren't working. Mommy, I can't find my cord. Mommy, I don't know where my book is. Mommy, never mind. All of that was while John was trying to talk to me about this. So it took like 2 hours.
Yeah, she'd run out, she'd run in. And because we were testing, we are using Riverside.fm. Normally we would use StreamYard.
Not this. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Or Vimeo. We've been using Vimeo and StreamYard.
Yes.
So we've been doing like a back-to-back type of thing that we're working with.
Mm-hmm. I rather like doing it on the page though, as opposed to in the squad. It's kind of fun. Especially because unlike the squad and unlike the large group, I can share it to everyone I've ever met. And now I see that like I have a friend from high school that might be watching and like one of the moms of some of the kids he went to pre-K with. It's kind of fun. Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
So, you know, I see you.
Hello.
No worries, though. It's nice to see
you. What's happening?
How you doing? So, how was everyone's Thanksgiving? Start there because that's an easy place to start.
It was good. It was what it needed to be. It was easy. I just heated up the food.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because last time we left our hero, she didn't have a turkey yet. And she wasn't sure if she was going to get a turkey.
And I believe she really wanted a Spanish flair to her.
That's right. But we didn't do that. Randy did order from the co-op, from the local
co-op,
from
Whole
Foods. Awesome. And so we got all the things. Mm-hmm. To us. And then Hunter, she made the pumpkin pie all on her own.
Did she look up a recipe on her own? You didn't help her in one at all.
It's interesting. We did the same exact thing. I was like, you need to get ready with a recipe. But then I also wanted a backup. So we went into Google and we said pumpkin pie recipes. And then the first three that came right at the top, I picked the first one and the third one. I looked up both of those and I got ingredients for whatever variations they had.
Yeah.
And then she picked the middle one. So
of course. That's so funny.
But she actually followed, and then we discussed and like, which one do you want to do? And she picked the third one. And so when she picked that, she just went at it. Now, the only, but mind you, we did buy a pre-done, what do you call that?
Turkey?
Breast? Pie plate? Oh, pie shell. Oh, yes. Shell. The shell. Sorry. Yeah, the pie shell. Yeah. Elsie, you and I would be excellent charades partners.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I
excellent.
Do.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Suck at it. I suck at the guessing.
But if you don't do the talking, that's how we'll win.
Yes. If I don't
if
do the
talking, you can do the acting and then I can word it up, you and I would kill every time.
Yes. Because if I had to describe it,
forget it.
If I had to have words, we would lose.
I have a controversial take on Thanksgiving. And my controversial take is that turkey is the worst part of Thanksgiving. Yeah, I would rather have a chicken. Like, in other words, a whole chicken, roasted chicken, is better than a turkey. Again, I think maybe it's because, you know, how you prepared, or it's just, to me, it's always dry. It's like, it's terrible. You can't put enough gravy on
it. It is the preparation.
It's not always dry. It's very, very difficult to do it well, though. Well, Scott doesn't like it because he thinks it tastes gamey. And I thought you were going to say that. And then I was going to think, I mean, like, because you hunt.
It doesn't even, it has no taste to it to me. It's just white. Oh, see,
you're not doing your gravy right. You're not doing enough butter. There's not enough salt and pepper. Something's not right with your turkeys if they're not good, because they should be heaven. It's heaven if it's done properly.
Okay. Well, maybe I just got to get someone that knows how to make a turkey.
I guess. I don't know. But I'm just telling you what's happening. You, those of you watching, feel free to hop in. Do we love or hate turkey? Because I mean,
oh my gosh,
I
never have
even
to get
realized.
Through the show.
Right, your well. Mom is watching. Hi, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving.
My mom. Oh, great.
I miss you. By the way, I saw your pictures on Thanksgiving, Mom, and you look so cute with your husband all alone on Thanksgiving. They all dressed up for each other. It's the cutest thing
I
ever
cute.
Saw
They've
in my
great
life.
Great pictures.
They've got beautiful pictures, and it was looked beautiful.
How much was it? I think she said it was a 27-pound turkey that my brother
pounds.
Got.
Oh, so he probably split it up between his whole family.
So right? He came and gave them some, and that's where it came from. So now we get to have our moms watch our conversation, which is fabulous.
I like that. Don't you like that?
I do.
I like that because I love Elsie's mom. She's the cutest thing in the world.
Everybody's going to be like saying hi to her, I hope.
Okay, so someone wrote, turkey's excellent when it's smoked. I've never smoked a turkey and I wouldn't know how. Do you, John?
No. Mm-mm. I'd like to learn also, that though. That's a whole new art form.
That is a whole new ball of wax right there. So that's my turkey story.
All right, so what do we have on the docket for today?
All right, let's have the news. We've got news and I have big news. The first article is big news.
The news you can use for the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
So today I read that Elsie's company, Libsyn, is no longer the largest podcasting host in the world. That prize has now been awarded to Buzzsprout. What do you think of them? Pineapples.
I was thinking, like, do I have to change? And I was like, you know what? I open up the feed all the time saying, like, we're the largest podcasting host and distribution company since 2004. So I don't have to change anything.
I think you do. You're not.
I think I don't, because I said that we are since 2004. That part makes it
well,
true.
I think what you should say is, we were the largest podcasting and distribution company since 2004. But since last week, that no longer applies.
No, because it's like, because that is true.
How is that true?
There has been no company from 2004 that is that large. In fact, they're all gone.
Okay, so saying that She Podcasts is the largest women's online community of podcasters is true.
Since 2014. Yes, that is correct. But see, another one that comes up and becomes bigger,
then you know what? We would be the first. I would change it from the biggest to the first. And that, I think, is more accurate. You can say the first podcast, the first and largest, because you were firstly large before other people were large. I'm totally just ziplining on semantics at this point. But like, I'm just saying, like, you can just say, like, we were the first and largest podcasting host and distribution company. Because you're not the largest. Like, you can't say you're the largest. You're not.
I mean, everyone that I know that podcast uses Libsyn or other. No one that I know uses Buzzsprout, which is
really
weird.
It's interesting. When I first found out that they were as popular as they were, I was stymied because, like you, I don't know anyone that uses them specifically as host. But that's not to say that, I mean, they are large. And I was telling you guys, maybe it was the week you weren't here, John. Or no, it was probably off the record. Off the record, I know that if I say, here's 500 tickets for She Podcast Live, they will fill 500 tickets. And if I say, I need 1,000 people there, they can fill 1,000 people there. They have a huge, huge audience. And I didn't know that until I started doing the conference.
Hmm.
For whatever reason. So, I mean, maybe they're just even more underground and independent than Libsyn. I mean, Libsyn's great. I use Libsyn. I always recommend it. I get $35.80 for doing so every month for my affiliate income from Libsyn, which I'm starting to not even, I mean, honestly, cashing that check is almost as more embarrassing than getting it. So I don't even.
You've never done any acting, have you?
Oh.
And gotten checks?
No.
Where you open them up and you're like.
What's your most embarrassing check? Now I have to know.
1 cent.
What? Stop it.
Where did the rest of it go?
You can ask Clara Harris. I know that she's probably gotten some of those in there too. One cent, 3 cents, 5 cents, 7 cents, 12 cents. Yep. It takes more money to print that out and send it to me.
Yeah.
Than to have it. So,
keep
yes.
Your goddamn penny, you mother.
So, therefore, right. I like anything that's above, like anything that's above, like, $5, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my God, I can.
So Cheryl wants to know what stat makes them the largest. They now have 82,000 shows and Libsyn has around 60,000.
I mean,
that's the answer.
It's 75,000 from Libsyn and 82, I believe, Buzzsprout.
What about, like, there's a good question. What about Anchor? How many? I mean, Anchor's. I have
They've
10
got,
shows on Anchor.
Well, that's what she's
hundreds of thousands.
Too.
Right.
They have hundreds of thousands. And that's why the semantics, again, looking at the language. The largest paid host is how Pod News delivered
paid host,
that.
Yes. Right.
But both of the, according to Listen Notes, both Anchor and SoundCloud are way tens of thousands above.
One thing about podcasters, they are the cheapest people alive.
Yes.
They don't want to pay for anything.
Let's rephrase, shall we?
No.
Let's rephrase this in a negative way. They are the people I know that work the hardest for the least amount of financial reward, which is probably why they are the cheapest, because they pour a lot of soul and heart and sadly money into something that, you know, has a promise of making it back, but rarely does.
I guess.
Don't you think?
They want everything for free. I've never seen a
that is correct.
Group of people that refuse to pay for things.
I know.
But also think about how flaky people get when it comes to that too. It's like you also have to look at and again when you start to look at all the stats and the data coming out, there's a lot of people who opened up accounts this year and there's a lot of people who still have the accounts but they're no longer producing. Some of them have stopped producing on purpose, meaning they're finished, but they want to keep their show online because it has either a value to the community or either it has maybe they're not ready to let it go and they're eventually going to come back, or they simply just let them, they're just
like
pod faded, meaning nobody's going to come back to it.
Elsie and I each have a show that we don't update anymore, but I still pay for it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I totally
to be live.
Pay for my show. Yep.
Even though I haven't done a new episode in 6 years.
Yep. I still have it up there too. And so, and I think that there's,
I guess it counts.
I mean, I can't, when it comes to like the accumulative amount of people opening up opening up shows, I'm always really interested to see which ones of them are actually doing stuff, right? When they are, and you can't even discard, like, if I say like active versus non-active shows, that even doesn't describe what I would like to know, which is which ones of these are actual people who are doing something with this content versus people who quit, which is what tends to happen with a lot of the anchor shows and stuff. So, I mean, the data is, it's interesting to see the amount of people. And I think that there's also something to be said in the entire ecosystem of what that looks like when you start to think about, like, SoundCloud, I just saw, isn't losing money, I guess, as much anymore.
Yeah, it was circling the drain for a while.
And the other thing is that, you know, Anchor, I'm not quite sure as of yet what the business model is and if it's working or not, because they've gotten so much funding from just everybody that gives them money that at this point in time, there are a lot of people that are using the service for sure, as you can see from the data. And they just keep getting like money from acquisitions, and now they're connected to Spotify and all of that stuff. But in the bottom line, what I would like to know is this working though? I mean, where's the money going, and is it actually looking like there's a business model here? Is it enough to be having dynamic ad insertions in people's stuff? Like, is that enough for the company to continue to move forward? I don't know.
Who knows? All I know is I know the guys at Budsprout. They're really nice.
They're very sweet.
I do not deny Libsyn anything. They're also lovely people, wonderful people. So they're both really good companies if you're listening and you're wondering which one to choose. Bigger, you know, size isn't always the most important thing.
Well, no, you know what I was thinking? I've been thinking of writing an article because this comes up all
about
the
size?
Time.
I would love to read that.
No, not about size. This comes up all the time where people are like, I don't know what to choose from. And they'll insert like really good companies all in one spot, especially for podcasting. And I'm thinking like, I want to write an article that is like choosing your podcast host is like choosing your hairdresser. Because there are many times when we choose a hairdresser, when somebody tells us, oh, they're really good. Almost never do you go and just like go inside of some random salon and sit down. Almost never. Somebody says, oh, I have a great hairdresser. And then you will just book an appointment with them, right? And then if you like them or not, you actually stick to them because if you like what they did, you are not going to go somewhere else. You're going to keep going back to get the same thing over and over again. And you are loyal to no end. Oh. The only reason you would change your mind is if they move, they close, you have to leave. Like, you're like, oh my God, how am I going to find a new hairdresser? And then you go through the process all over again.
I think you're like this.
No. There's also mechanics, John, speaking to the men around. When you find a mechanic that you love,
this is true about mechanics.
It doesn't matter what the person is. You're going to take that car to that one mechanic, even though you know the other person over there is closer to you, but you're going to go to the one that's all the way over there because there is there's sort of like a connection that goes along with that relationship. You know what you're getting, you know what's happening, you know all the stuff. Now, Jessica, have you ever gone to a hairdresser that you just adore?
Yeah, I go to one now that I adore, but I also have others that I used to go to that I still adore. I have like three hairdressers that I don't rotate them, so I will give you that. I don't rotate them.
Right.
But,
and how long in your life had you had, how many hairdressers have you switched around with?
Since I've lived in Delaware and been an adult, not in college, but since I've been in Delaware as an adult, I have probably juggled four consistent hairdressers with an occasional emergency one on the fly. But for the most part, there are four that I trust that I would go to. There's just one that I happen to go to. You know, the thing with hairdressers for me especially is that you get on a plan, and it's like being on It's like being on a weight loss plan. You're like, okay, what are we doing with this hair? And then I'll say, well, I want to cover my gray and I think the curl is too tight and it's getting kind of frizzy. And they do a little something and then they'll go, okay, next time when you're here, we're going to do some highlight and then we'll weigh it down here and then we'll pull it back here. And you're like, great. So you don't want to go to someone else and ruin your whole, you know, they take notes about what color you did. I mean, yep. You don't color your hair. I mean, maybe you do, but.
I don't color my, no.
Yeah, it's like I'm on a point system that I, you know, I
you're
can't mess
like,
it up.
That's what I'm saying. This is the thing. So I'm not saying that, like, there can be somebody else next to your hairdresser that would do exactly the same thing, take care of you the same way. Maybe they're in a different, like, environment. They would take the notes for you. In fact, Jessica, they would even switch the notes to them. They actually could take the notes to the new hairdresser to read them, and then they could follow up, which is what podcast hosting companies do. They actually help you move. But there's times
when people
are just like, I just like what I like. I like stepping into the salon. I like being in this environment. Ooh, I really like this chair. I like the conversation with this person. Even like all of these things have a reason as to why you stick to it. And a lot of the time, it does have to do with the haircut, but it has to do with the entire familiarity and experience of,
yeah, the entire,
of what you've had.
Experience. I was going to say the entire experience.
Right.
And you know what? That's very true that it's mostly about the experience and familiarity. And I also think that hosting is the kind of thing where also once you get to know it, you don't want to go through that. I mean, I still feel like we're talking about dating. I always bring it back to dating. Once you get to know one and they all kind of deliver the same thing, it's like, well, yes, I already know exactly where the stats are. I already know where the destinations are. I already know where to put everything and what happens if something breaks. If I switch, I mean, it really does have to be like a flipping emergency to switch because it's such a hassle.
Yeah.
Even if they help you, it's a hassle.
But when I see people asking for advice, my advice now is really just pick one. Just throw the dice and pick one, two, or three. You'll be taken care of. They do all the things.
Don't ask which host is the best, because how many are there? 12? You'll get exactly 1,000 opinions for each one. You'll have 12,000 opinions. They're all good and bad in different ways for different reasons. But exactly. You can't even I like Libsyn for the stats, because Blueberry has very attractive stats. You can't say I like Podbean for the, you know, for their live stream thing, because there's other places that do that. You can't say I like Libsyn for the website because those websites look terrible. But either way, I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think that the thing is that, well, what you're, the point is that for whatever you're saying, like, you can always say like, ooh, I love, like, you see both things.
Yeah.
I love this stat, this host for the way that they do their player.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just,
yeah.
But it's ugly. You know what I mean? It's like such a personal, it's such a personal thing.
You may as well just ask what kind of shoes you should buy. Like,
or pants.
Or pants.
I got to tell you though, when you get one, you have to stick to it. Because I did take one show, my very first show, that it's been years since I've made an episode of that.
Oh, therapists and
I
figured
I would move it to Anchor because it's free and it would sit there and it would be free. So I went through all the things, and it's like, you know, you're moving. So you put everything in a moving truck and you move it over. And the problem was, by the time I got to Anchor, one truck was missing. There was all kinds of episodes that were missing. And I don't know why, and I don't care. So then the only other thing to do was go back and backload the other episodes in, and I'm lazy. I didn't do it. But, you know, so it's one of those things you don't want to move. It's like, it is kind of like moving. It's, you're going to take all your stuff and move over.
And it's like, if you have a boyfriend that's nice to you, why do you start looking around for somebody new? Like, if you like someone, you don't just start your profile up on Tinder or whatever.
I mean, some people do that.
Well, some people are greedy.
But see, you know, here's
some
the other
people
thing too.
Do host with two places also.
Right.
I just and had they, a client they, that hosts with two places. That's fine. Right. You can play the field if you want.
I think that sometimes though is like people go like, ooh, that's a sexy man, like that sexy man over there. I want to go to that guy. And then you go over there and you're like, well, he's very good looking.
Yeah, but then you meet that guy and you realize he's dumber than a box of nails.
And then you're like, why did I leave that nice guy that I had who was super steady. And I do actually love him. And you know what I mean?
It's not even about steady. You think someone's cute and then they can barely hold a conversation with their sandwich, much less you.
Or it's just not your type. Maybe they actually can. Maybe they're
or
super
they smoke
all the things. Maybe they do all the things wonderfully, but they're just maybe the chemistry's not there.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead out, date your podcast host, see if you want to get married, and then Elsie and I will throw you a wedding.
Well, see, the thing is, though, you can't just date, unfortunately. I mean, you can.
Not really.
Actually, no, you have to get married and then get divorced.
Get married and then date. Divorced. You have to have an arranged marriage with your podcast host. This is a weird...
No, but you know podcast hosting is an arranged marriage. You go into it at first hoping for the best.
That's the title of our show, The Arranged Marriage of Podcast Hosting.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. But it's true. It's like, and also there is no like, you go get married and then you start to date. I mean, I guess you could cheat on them and then get a divorce.
No,
and then
because
possibly-
then you have a feed that's all kinds of a mess. No one knows where to find your show. No one knows what website it is. That's a terrible idea, right?
Well, supposedly you're supposed to be able to go wherever you want. But the thing is, though, even if you have professional movers, I'm sure something's going to get broken.
Every move.
Or lost.
Well, that's every move.
Right.
Right. And so I think that that's, but then I guess the issue is who's responsible for that?
Yeah.
Usually
who is?
Is it
really, I mean, in all honesty, like, is it yours because you made the decision? Is it the post office? Is it the moving company? I just actually had this happen to me and I was like, oh my God, I got so upset. I had W-2s for my acting stuff being sent to my old apartment in Pittsburgh that I left in 2014. And that landlord texted me. I'm still getting my paychecks here. So somebody didn't get the memo that I moved. And whose fault is that? Is it mine? Because I didn't call these people.
I would say that they would send it, if they're sending you the checks, they would send a W-2 where they sent the checks. That would be just common sense.
Well, exactly. And so, and I don't even know who to contact. So there's sometimes where you're like, who do I contact to update that address then? Who do I call? And is it my fault because they didn't connect? Or is it because I didn't call them? Or is it their fault? But who's responsible for filing the W-2s inside of my taxes? Me. So,
yeah, I think
you know what I mean? So like in all of that, regardless of all the things, I don't have a list of every single person I'm supposed to be contacting that needs to now know when I moved, especially since it was in 2014 and I don't even know what's happening anymore. Right? Yeah. So sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
There are systems in place so that things don't happen that are bad. But they still happen.
Yep.
Okay, next article. We really beat that horse to its death, didn't we?
We did. Sure let's talk about oh my God.
Anything else, literally anything.
Anything else because, oh my God. So I have a new microphone. Do you guys, who wants to know about my new Shure MV7? And should I lift it up so that you guys can see it?
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
You lift me up.
Look at that little baby. Look how that little baby thing is. How about that?
It is so cute.
Is it heavy? Because the one that I used to use that John let me borrow is so flipping heavy.
It is very heavy.
It is. It looks
beautiful. It is heavy, but I already can tell that this is not as sensitive as the Heil because my S's and my... What's the other thing that I do, John? You know my issues with audio.
No, you just have a real harsh S at times.
Yeah. And then there's a...
I don't think there's anything
else. Yeah, it's
else.
The breath.
I don't have a problem
it's like
with
right
usually.
In between
yeah.
the... It's the air that comes out of my mouth that often...
Oh, plosives? You don't have as bad...
Some... I mean, what I'm saying is like there's certain things like the S's and the breath that comes out of certain words, not just the plosives, because I know how to deal with the plosives. It really picks it up. And I've had to, like, I hear myself and I'm like, oh, I got to move away. This one doesn't do that at all. I haven't even heard it. Like, I haven't heard my own. And it also has less. Jessica, can you hear my light?
No, not right now.
So
Is it on?
Yeah.
No way.
So I think that it was the microphone, the outside of it, the casing, mm-hmm. because the other thing that I noticed that this is doesn't pick up as much noise. Like if I go here.
No.
That movement, there is the cord of the microphone hitting the table. And that movement is often picked up by the Heil PR30 when I'm moving around and I hit it with the cord or I hit
wait,
the cord falls.
Wait,
it
let me
like
see if I can make some
up.
Noise.
Can
wait,
you make some noise? That's all you do with that stupid microphone.
Shut up. Am I making noise? Can you hear me make noise? Am I making annoying
Stop
noise
that.
Right now?
You are making noise.
I'm never not making noise. He's right. It's true. Yeah,
so those are some things that I already experienced, John, that I thought was really cool to know that the handling noise of the environment when it's like laid down, it doesn't pick up very much. It's kind of very sturdy and it's on the same tripod. So I didn't change tripods. So I'm thinking that it was the mic, the induction.
It has to be the mic if it's not.
Yeah. I knew it was the microphone because remember when you moved it closer.
That.
Remember when you moved the mic closer to the light, I could hear it. So we knew it was the microphone.
Explain why only I could hear it, though, if it's your mic.
Well, because you
have
hearing
like a... I don't have supersonic hearing or anything of that
nature. Yes, you do. It's like a certain frequency. You have. It's not supersonic. It's a frequency
that you can
hear. That's
actually true. I can hear if a TV's on in a room, even if it's muted, because I can hear that frequency. That's true. I can hear a very high frequency. That's mm-hmm. probably true. Maybe I'm part canine or something. You wouldn't be the first to say, haha, that's true.
Next week when you put the cloud lifter on, it'll be interesting because one of the things I noticed when you were talking about it and you lifted it up and you were talking into it, it sounded better the closer you got
when
to
I,
it.
When
no,
I,
not you. Stop grabbing your microphone.
When I'm like this?
Yes.
It sounds better.
Yeah, it does. It really does sound better.
Okay.
Yeah, see.
Go stop grabbing your microphone.
Awesome.
This is Jess. Well, what, me?
But here's the thing. So I am choosing to, in a way, to it is not as small as the Heil PR30. So when it's on screen, it takes up all the place. Know what I mean? It takes everything up. Like, so when I was looking at the camera, and I'm not sure what the thing is. Like, you can't even see it right now. It's below me. But with the Heil, it actually only covers up this part. Whereas with this, if I put it up, it covers. Look at how big it is. And
oh my
then
God,
the camera.
It's like, can you make it go down the stairs like this?
Stop.
That's what it looked like when you did that. It was so fun.
But here's the thing, though. This is why I moved it down, is because the camera focuses on the mic.
Oh, okay.
And so then the microphone is like.
Wait, is that true?
Totally clear. And my face
You're right,
is
look.
Not. Yeah.
Move that mic around some more. It's not making enough noise.
Definitely not focus on my face. Cause I'm scared when I got that close, but.
I'm leaving all that mic nervous. Rumble in there, just so you know.
Oh my gosh.
Leave it
I'm
all
telling
in there.
You. But that's all I'm saying. It's like, how do I get the camera to like focus here versus the mic? Because so that's if not, I'm not going to be able to put it.
Maybe like wear
that.
A little highlighter on your face, like some glowy highlighting.
That's not gonna
makeup.
It's not gonna work. No.
Maybe you're not glowing enough.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I'm just spitballing here. But if it was closer to you,
right?
Not closer to the camera. It might not focus on the microphone, but if you just, in other words, if you brought it to, because I'm thinking about everybody else that has a microphone, your camera's really tight. Your camera's really tight on you. If your camera was further back and your microphone was closer to you, it wouldn't do that. But you kind of have a situation there where everything's real tight. You're sitting in right there. The camera's right on you. The computer's right there. The microphone's right there. And you're back a little bit. You're back off of it. So that's why
I would have to be like.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to be here.
Right.
But
there
see, look.
Hey,
look
nice
at
shirt.
What's focused.
No,
look at the focus.
I don't see.
It's the mic. You see how
that's
focused
not
the mic
true.
Looks?
True.
I don't think
yes,
that's
it
true.
Is. Uh-uh. The microphone looks great.
No.
I don't know why you say that.
What
you look,
camera
you're
are
not
you
out of focus.
The camera doesn't look.
It's the.
Let me zooming in my face like I can see better if I get closer. Such an idiot. I'm like. So dumb. I do that all the time. Like You know, even with new prescription and what's it called, progressives and stuff, I still have to take it off and be like,
well, see, I get stuff. Kick out of people that have bifocals and they try to look at the screen. So what they do is they look up like this, they're looking down and you can see right up their nose.
Oh,
that's always a look.
It's awful. That is not a good look. You're
that's
right.
All
right, moving on. Do we have any other things to discuss?
We do. Yes. We have Riverside FM. Actually, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about our text because I'm going to give shout outs to the people who actually joined our texting, which you can absolutely do if you sign up. Actually, what should we tell them to do? What emoji should we sell that?
Your mom to the number.
Text.
Don't mistype the number.
Like I did last week.
If you're going to text your mom to someone, make sure it's this number, please.
It's the right number. So it's 302-240-3425.
Hold on,
302-240-3425.
And you just have to text
mom.
2425?
3425.
Shit.
See, now you just texted your mom to somebody else.
No, but I just put the wrong number.
240-3425.
Sorry, that was a mistype. Oopsie. Can I delete that? Let me delete it. Hold on. I'm going to delete it.
Oh my gosh.
Just text hello. You don't have to type your mom, but like just text hello and you'll be signed up to get our text. You'll know when we're recording, where we're recording, if we are saying hello.
When you do your Super Squad stuff, it's an easy way.
I can share, and I'll be sharing Super Squad stuff and links through there and all of the kinds of stuff to be able to stay connected with y'all.
Maybe you'll get to have coupons for our merch or see new stuff that I do. Sorry, I interrupted. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So all the things. Now, Cheryl sent me a text. Cheryl Robinson.
Hi,
she
Cheryl.
Got the text. She got it really funky. And then I was able to get her over here because I checked the text right before. She was over in the group. She wasn't at the page. So I told her, come to the page. So I was able to tell her to do that. Then Terry asked us a question, which we will talk about here right after I'm finished with this. And then I see Clara. I see your mom, Clara. And Sevilla Morgan, I see you there. So it's really great to be able to text you right when we're doing our thing. And if we have like a last change of whatever, which happens all the time, this is an opportunity for us to be able to tell them. And I also said to them, we're going to be talking about Riverside FM and the new Shure microphone. And of course, this thing. So please sign up. It's 302-240-3425. And it's going to be how you're going to be able to like, it's going to be at least for now run by me because just to keep things in one place, but it'll really just be a really lighthearted conversation like texting.
Us.
Right?
It will be run by us.
It won't be run by me.
No, not me, I guess.
Not me.
We discussed this. I said that I was going to start this conversation and then you were going to do it, but then I was going to start.
I'm saying I can't just say hi and stuff.
So I have a question. What service is this that you're using?
Oh, community.
Community.
Community.com.
And it's kind of, I don't know if it's still new, but it was invite only for a little while there, but I don't know if it's still invite only, but community.com. If you want to check it out,
it's very cool. I love it. I love the functionality. There's a lot of things I want to do with it for sure.
Me too. You don't get to hog the people. They're my people too. And I want to say hi sometimes.
You can say hi. All I'm saying is that it's also so the cool thing about having this number too is that we get to filter people off. So you can have lists built in there and you can there. Sometimes it gives you like ideas as to some of the things that you can segment people off on, like locally, like you can actually send local texts if you want to based on their number, I guess. And also you can delineate. So if I say to y'all, you need to use your mom to respond, then I can say, check out this keyword and create a list of everybody that responds with your mom. And we can send them a special invite to whatever because they responded to that one first call to action. Like we can do that. We can also segment people when they're part of the Super Squad. So the Super Squad people can actually get specific texts that not everybody gets, which is kind of neat. And the reason that I really wanted to use this way before was not necessarily for just She Podcast, but for She Podcast Live. I thought, wow, that's such a wonderful opportunity to keep everybody engaged via text, to be able to tell them like, oh my gosh, there's hot coffee being served in the first floor, or come to the party, it's so fun, here's a picture, you know, things like that. To be able to give people updates, or if a room has changed or something's not working, or watch out, the Wi-Fi's down. I don't know, so, you know, something like that, where we can definitely just tell them things like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it would be great. That's why I liked it. So now we're finally testing it out. So do sign up.
Yes. And no, I did not receive a text back from the wrong number that I texted your mom to last week. That did not.
Damn it!
That
was funny though.
Yes,
such a trip. Oh my gosh! I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Yes, yes.
So anyway, oh, and then so the question that we got from Terry that she texted right before we got started, she said, "What are my thoughts essentially between the Rodecaster Pro and the Zoom P4?" Okay, so the biggest, I think, differentiation to me, it's more about what you're going to be doing and where you're going to be recording. So if you are going to have a standalone area where you are going to be using your device and your recordings in one place and you're not going anywhere, I would say go with the Rodecaster. It's aesthetically more beautiful. It does take up more space. So you're going to have to create an area that has more space to it, which is kind of like having two large laptops, right? So one large laptop and then your laptop would kind of take up the whole amount of space. Other than that, though, the next thing that I would say is you get the P4 if you are going to be wanting to be more mobile. So not only set up your studio at home, but also record when you're on the road, possibly do some recordings with other people, not in your bedroom, which is where I am. Like maybe you want to take it to the living room to quickly be able to change that and do it in that perspective. I think the P4 would work really well. It's also much lighter, so you can travel with it a lot easier than with a large Rodecaster Pro. So I think it just depends on how you're going to use it. The functionality of it, though, it's both of it. It will just work just fine. Both of the things do the same thing.
Well, the Rodecaster Pro does more. It does more. It has different settings. I mean, you can do more as far as using effects, compression,
right,
all that stuff. It does that. But in a pinch, if you're going somewhere, if you're constantly going out to do interviews with different people, instead of carrying the Rodecaster Pro out there, the P4 would really work well. Or if you're just doing a podcast with just another co-host and you want to record your own audio, that also works well because it's one third the price. It's $200
versus $199 to $599.
Right. So it's one third the price. But to be honest with you, I looked at the P4 and I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't buy it. But I don't go out and go different places. Plus, the other thing is I have a case right here, like a hard case that I can put the Rodecaster Pro right in it and microphones and cords and just carry it like a suitcase.
Right.
So that's why
I think the other thing that I would say is for those of you who have been slowly building up and you don't have a lot of funds. In all honesty, you're trying to find the best quality that you possibly can, but you don't have the funds. Maybe you have something that's like you can only spend up to $500. And that includes microphones and a mixer / interface. And you need it to do everything. Then you must go with a P4.
Right.
Because the P4 will give you the option of then purchasing a couple of Samsung Q2Us, and you'd be all set. And like, you'd be really, really, really well off with that because that's so flexible. Whereas with this, it is a pretty decent investment for a lot of people. $599 is not something to sneeze at for a lot of folks, especially when you're trying to podcast, like when you're just starting out. It's a big investment.
But it does solve a lot of problems.
Well, so does the P4 though.
I mean, yeah.
Most problems, they solve the same, which is why the conundrum.
I mean, the one thing I love about the Rodecaster Pro is the Bluetooth capability where I just take my phone. I can take phone calls right from here. You know, I can call the person and record it here. I know that if you're going to do that with the P4, there's a plug-in thing that you need to make it Bluetooth. There's a, some kind of little
tchotchke. There's a little adapter.
Right.
There's an adapter thingy, I think, that you... But given that, though, you still can do it.
Yes.
It can still does. And the adapter is not like $300. It's like... I would think that it's like $20 or something, $29 or something for the little adapter if you're doing phone calls. But you can.
Yes.
So it can do all the things. So the only difference, too, is that... Well, actually, no. Even the headphones. Like the headphones...
Has four jacks.
They each have a headphone jack, which is great. So all those things that are great about the Rodecaster Pro. The reason I like the Rodecaster Pro more is purely aesthetics. It's a beautiful device. It's pretty. And I don't know if they're going to be updating the firmware for the P4 in the same way that the Rodecaster gets upgraded, because that has been fundamentally a game changer to have firmware updates from the team at Rode that just is like, no, you can do all of these things with it. And you're like, what? And it's just like a whole new device. It's like, you know, having a new iOS, right? It's like, look at this. We have a new thing. That's exactly what the Rodecaster does. I don't know if the P4 is going to have that. Maybe they will.
Yeah. That when we first came out, the Rodecaster Pro, you could only record in stereo. You couldn't record each channel. To me, it was a deal breaker. Then they came out with the firmware update where you could record each channel separately. And then that just made it so much better.
And they changed the colors.
Yes, the colors. It's all about the colors.
The colors are so pretty.
Yes, they are.
Pink. Okay. So I think that's it, y'all. I mean, that's it from my... Thank you, Terry, for texting us that message. I was so excited to get it. I love to see you guys sending conversations to us, and I can definitely, and it totally is like a text message. Like, it's a text message. Y'all are texting straight to Jess and I. Like, we get it. We see it. It's us. The us. End.
Nobody else.
It's us. 302-240-3425.
All right. Is that it for the day? We're done, right?
That is for the day.
That was a long show. But listen, last week, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, the swag store broke a little bit because we had some new products and they weren't set up properly, which supposedly is my fault. But anyway, so you can go and shop there now, shepodcast.shop. We have Sherpa hat, we have blankies, we have cool weatherproof jackets with like embroidered She Podcasts. I mean, I know we're not like a sports team, but it's still kind of fun. So go ahead and check that out, shepodcast.shop. Also, don't forget to check out Produce Your Podcast, because they help us so much with our podcast and they have an amazing team. And if you need help with yours in any capacity, whether it's show notes or social media help, emails, all the things, they do all the things. So yeah, I think that's it for us. If you want to find us on social media, you can find us at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can also go to our website, shepodcast.com, to find out about all the stuff that's coming up, as well as tickets for She Podcast Live, as well as our Super Squad membership. Hoping you're having a good December so far, and we will see you next time. Love you.
Need it. Bye.